It's the Memorial Day sales event at the DGDG Mazda stores. Capital Mazda, Stevens Creek Mazda, Concord Mazda, and Team Mazda. Hey, it's Sean Del Grande, and we've got over 800 brand new Mazdas with outstanding incentives, like low monthly lease payments and low APR financing. Yep, it's just a great time to buy. So don't miss the Memorial Day sales event at the DGDG Mazda stores in San Jose, Concord, and Vallejo.
Financing on approval of credit.
The San Jose Barracuda present Barracuda Bonus, a final in-depth look at tonight's action.
We welcome you back inside TechCU Arena. The Barracuda fall this evening by a score of 5-3 at the hands of the Charlotte Checkers. Checkers put 40 shots on net. They go 1-for-6 on the power play. But a big second period sparks the victory. They score 3 times in the second, and Spencer Knight in the third, outstanding, made a couple of big-time point-blank stops to preserve his team's win. Checkers get multiple goals from both Lucas Carlson and former Shark Jonah Gadjevich. Multiple players pulling the rope from an offensive standpoint as well. Sort of had a couple of assists in the win, and Spencer Knight picks up the victory in between the pipes. He has won now 3 in a row. The former top pick, Knight, now stands at 4-2 on the year. Losing goaltender Georgi Romanov, his first regulation loss in the AHL. He's now 2-1-2 on the season. Final shots 40-38 in favor of the Checkers. These two teams will run it back again on Sunday. Ted, we talked about it. We've mentioned it multiple times. Unfortunately, the Barracuda, good things in the game, lots of things you liked, but just not at a consistent rate that you're going to need to win games.
Yeah, you liked what you saw from Thomas Bordalo, getting that first goal of the game, putting the Barracuda out in front. But I think the most important takeaway is that if they don't make that many mistakes, you have to imagine they've got a really good chance. Even going up against a really good netminder tonight, they still gave themselves plenty of opportunities. It was just the mistakes that did them in. I mean, that's the number one thing. The turnovers, not getting it cleared well enough, giving up multiple opportunities, taking too many penalties. I mean, there were moments where the penalty kill, I thought, played pretty well tonight and actually kind of reestablished their ability to get the puck out of their own end with much more cleanliness, for lack of a better term, because they were not giving as many opportunities on second attempts and third attempts like we saw at certain points of the second and the third period. But right now, it's a matter of rectifying those mistakes. And I'm sure, you know, that bugs head coach McCarthy, because he knows that those mistakes were the difference in this game. There were a lot of things they did right, but if you shoot yourself in the foot like that, it does come back to haunt you, and there's no doubt that's what happened tonight.
Barracuda were down by 2 in the third when Brandon Coe was given a game misconduct for boarding at 10:34. That led to a 5-minute major power play for Charlotte. And to give the Barracuda credit, they managed to kill it off and keep it within a 2-goal difference. Unfortunately, they could not cut into that lead as Spencer Knight really found his game in the final period. You mentioned Thomas Bordalo. He got things started at 6:30 of period number 1. A beautiful finish, his first of the year. Blue line taken away by Bordalo. Here comes Bordalo down the wing. Works to the backhand. Got to the forehand. He scores! Upstairs! Thomas Bordalo. He's got his first to the Barracuda sweater this year. And the Barracuda take a 1-0 lead. A beautiful finish in tight from Bordalo as he goes upstairs on Knight. And the Barracuda open up the scoring at the 6:30 mark of period number 1. Thomas Bordalo is first in the AHL this season. He had 22 last year. Charlotte would find a way to tie the score up at 18:31. Lucas Carlson just getting his big night started. His fifth of the year from Giles and Benning. And we go into the intermission tied at 1-1. In the second, San Jose would take its lead back on a Jacob Peterson goal. Puck would carry him to his stick, and he'd fire it through the 5-hole Spencer Knight to give San Jose 2-1 lead. Oh, near side, being pestered, spots a man in front, shot, scored! It's Peterson, it came to a stick, and he fired it through the 5-hole. A Spencer Knight, and the Barracuda are back up by 1. It's Peterson's first of the year. Jacob Peterson, he's got points in back-to-back games. It would give San Jose a 2-1 lead at the time. Unfortunately, that was kind of the highest of highs for San Jose in the game, because Charlotte would turn right back around just 1:11 later and tie the score up on a McAllister goal to tie it at 2-2. And then after the goal, the Barracuda would be called for a roughing penalty against Scott Sabourin. That would put the Checkers onto the power play, and on the ensuing man advantage, they'd take their first lead on a Jonah Gadjevich redeflect from a point shot by Lucas Carlson. That was at 9:50. Then Carlson would pot another one at the 12-minute mark to give Charlotte a 4-2 lead. Ethan Cardwell, though, would give San Jose hope on a scramble in front. He'd shovel it home to make it 4-3. 6:57 remaining in the second period. Weisblatt takes it to the net on the forehand. Save made. Puck still loose. And what a stop! They score! A scramble! Barracuda within a goal on that tally by Cardwell. Unfortunately, they were unable to score after that point, and Gadjevich would pot another one at 7:53, a period number three, and the Checkers would pick up their fifth consecutive win. They are now 7-3 on the year, their second win on visiting ice this season. The Barracuda snapped their six-game skid on Sunday. Unfortunately, they find themselves back in the losing column here tonight. They are 2-5-3. On the year. These two teams will face off again on Sunday. That'll be the second on the four-game season series. A reminder, Ted, he's on the air on Sunday. He'll have the play-by-play action with pregame coverage starting at 2:30. You can listen live at sjbarracuda.com/listen. You can watch, of course, on ahltv.com. Let's go over tonight's three stars. Our number three star for the Charlotte Checkers, he actually left the game due to injury, Justin Sortif. He is our number three star. Finished his evening with a couple of assists for the Checkers. Star number two for the Barracuda, Thomas Bortolo. He ended his night with multiple points, a goal and an assist. Almost set up Ethan Cardwell for a third period goal, but Knight made a brilliant save in tight on Cardwell. Bortolo is our number two star. Number one star, Lucas Carlson. He was all over the ice at one point. We thought he had a hat trick, but they ended up crediting it to Jonah Gadjevich. Still, he finished his big evening with two goals, one assist, a plus three rating, and 11 shots on net. That is not a typo. 11 shots on net. And I believe that is a franchise record for the most by a single player against in a game against the Barracuda. Dominant performance from the blue line for the veteran D-man, and he kind of drove the bus offensively, and the Checkers win it here tonight by a score of 5-3. Ted, you'll have the reins coming up on Sunday, and for the Barracuda, some final thoughts here from you as they try to turn around and split the weekend.
Well, like I said earlier, it does just seem like they know exactly what they need to do, some very, very obvious mistakes that they can fix. I think pretty easily. I know it's always easier said than done, but you look at the penalties, you got to make smarter plays. You look at the turnovers, you've got to be smarter with the puck. And this is something that, you know, coaches work on. They tell their guys to be smart with the puck. They tell them to be disciplined. They tell them to think about what's going to happen if they put that puck in that area. If the Barracuda do that, if they can be just a little bit more aware, then I think you'll see a much better performance. But like I said, the easy thing about this is it's easily identified. This wasn't a game where they were blown out for reasons that we can't identify. We know exactly what went wrong, and the Cuda did a very good job of keeping themselves alive in the game. We talked about that situation where they had to go up against the five-minute major. They kept it in a two-goal deficit. They had opportunities, and now it's just a matter of finding ways to get on those opportunities. The power play in particular, you said they're 0 for 17 now. And so now it's a matter of taking advantage of the man advantage, and then also just clean up the game, and you'll give yourself a much better chance. And again, I know, Nick, that sounds so easy from the perspective up above, high up above, where we broadcasters lord overall. But it does seem like this is not easily rectified, but it does seem like it's easy to see what needs to be rectified.
Certainly, the Barracuda weren't outgunned tonight. I think a lot of their issues were self-inflicted. Game length tonight, 2 hours, 32 minutes. 2,314 sod here at TechCU Arena as the Charlotte Checkers go on the road and steal one from the Barracuda. But San Jose will have an opportunity for some redemption on Sunday afternoon. That'll do it for our broadcast coverage live from TechCU Arena. We'd like to thank all those who tuned in. Whether you listened or you watched, we sincerely appreciate it. And we hope you join us again on Sunday. Again, Ted will have the call. You can listen live at sjbarracuda.com, and you can watch on ahltv.com. For Ted Ramey, I'm Nick Nolenberger, again reminding you of tonight's final score. The Checkers 5 and the Barracuda 3. Until Sunday, we'll say so long and good night from TechCU Arena. Ready. We'll be right back.
This has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey.